Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for grace. Thank you for utterance. I pray that this word will come alive in every heart and in every mind. And please let this conversation be spiritual and effective. And please don't let anybody leave here the same way that they have come. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. So Isaiah 48 from verse 17. Just read to us very quickly. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer. Are we all there? Even if you are not there, please just follow on the screen. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Amen. So this is a scripture that we're all familiar with. And God was, as it were, introducing himself again. And one of the things that we see in God's CV, if God had a CV, this scripture will be part of that CV. God introduced himself as the one that teaches us to profit and the one that leads us in the way that we should go. I want to make two bold statements and then we'll just run very quickly. The first bold statement I want to make, and I pray that God will give you understanding. God is not teaching everybody. And then the second statement is that there is always a difference between the person that God is teaching and the person that God is not teaching. Do you understand that? God is not teaching everybody. Because the Bible says he teaches us to profit. What is profit? There are many ways you can look at profit, but if you are not looking for what is not lost, profit basically speaks about increase. And as we have said severally, increase is not everywhere. Amen. If it is truly, truly increase, what many people call increase is, so to speak, increase in one area of their life, and then in another area, a lot of depletion is going on. Amen. Are you with me this evening? So God is the one that teaches us to profit. Why is this so important? This is important for a couple of reasons. But one of the reasons this is important is, as I said to us last week, even as a house, as individuals, as it were, there is a new season over all of our lives. And in a new season, you need to arrange yourself in a way that God will be teaching you. If you go through the scriptures, profit is consistent. It is the will of God for your life. But as we see in the Bible, not everybody profits the way that God will have them profit. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, the scripture says that the word was preached to us as it was preached to them. That's what the writer of Hebrews was saying. But it says that it did not do what? That means them. That means it was supposed to profit them, but it did not profit them. And he told us why, because they did not mix it with faith in their heart. Amen. Amen. And if you forget everything that you hear this evening, the message is simple. I don't believe in complicated messages. God wants to teach you to profit in this season of your life. And in all the other seasons of your life that you would come into, God wants to teach you to profit. There is always a difference between the person that God is teaching and the person that God is not teaching. Especially for those of us that God is calling you to do things that nobody has done before. You want to pay attention to this. What is it about the teaching of the Lord? This is such a big deal that if you continue reading Isaiah in chapter 54, one of the promises of God, or one of the prophecies as it were, it says that your children will be taught by the Lord. Amen. It's such a big deal, and I don't want us to trivialize it. So as we do all of our engagements this year, let us remember that God is the one teaching us to profit or to increase. Increase or profit means that you will not be average. Amen. It means that you will not be average. One of the blessings of this house, for example, this church is not your average church, to the glory of God. This house is not your average house. Have you seen a church like this before? Amen. If you're saying, tell me, oh, I want to go there. Let's know who is copying. Let's know who is copying who. Amen. But to the glory of God, this is not just one of those churches that you can just, they are just, let them just be talking. Amen. Some people that didn't take us seriously at the beginning, they are now taking us seriously because, you know, we appear playful. Looks like we don't know what we are doing. But people are now, it's like these people are not as playful as they look. And one of the reasons is because, in fact, the major reason is because God is teaching us to profit. And that operation can be installed in your life. We've said it severally, that when it comes to increase, that belongs to God. Remember the popular scripture, Paul planted, Apollos did what? Watered, but who gave the increase? God gave the increase. And we've said that you can't really fast for increase. You can't go to a mountain for 200 days and you say you want increase. God still has the decision to bring increase on your life. But the Bible is telling us this evening, and if you get this, your life would move at a greater pace. Many things would begin to come together. The scripture is telling us that God can teach you to profit. Because if it's about teaching, then it's going to tamper with your flesh. Many people don't like teaching. Many people love the great God, the all-powerful God, but the dimension of God that teaches The dimension of God that leads, a lot of people don't want it. And if, let me make another bold statement, if you are not in a place where God is teaching you to profit, it doesn't matter what you are confessing, there will still be heavy dose of carnality in your heart and in your mind, and the things of God will not prosper. He says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. Profit is something that was not there before. I don't know how much you want increase, but I want to encourage you that as you are walking with God, please desire increase. It is the will of God for your life. It's not in your hand, but you can, there's a way that God can teach you. There's a way that God can help you, and you will begin to come into increase in every season of your life. Is this clear so far? So he teaches us to profit. What does it mean to teach somebody? It means that you are not just dishing out instructions. You are causing that person to learn. Last week, I began to talk to us about the quality of our spirits. And we looked at a scripture, and I told us that the spirit of a man will do what? Will sustain him, or will sustain his infirmity. And that is so important. If God is going to teach you to profit, then it means that you must have a teachable spirit. Amen. This is the summary of many people's carnality. They are not as teachable as God will have them be. And they are wondering why they are not moving the way that they are supposed to move. Hallelujah. You need to appreciate this, because not too many things are teaching you to profit. Most things are just sucking from you, depleting you. The small that you say you have wants to take everything away. But God is the only one that is interested in your profit. Amen. So we need to pay attention to this. After all the jumping, after all the singing, after all the dancing, the issue is, are you profiting? Amen. As I said, profit is all over the scripture. The Bible says in all labor, for example, there is profit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible says that the manifestation of the Spirit. So even all this spirit, it says it is given to every man for what? Profit. So God wants you to profit. I told you that we must know what we're doing. Remember, I told you that we should not float. I said, let your feet be on the ground. Let your sleeves be rolled up. And one of the ways that you know what you are doing is that you are profiting. Amen. And many times this profit, it begins when we say God is doing a work in me, for example. That is profit, because you are no longer the person that you used to be. Amen. Yeah. We had a meeting just a few of us after service on Wednesday. And then pastor just, I can't remember what we were saying. And then he just began to laugh. And then he made a statement. He says, God has walked in me. Now it's not that God has not been walking, but right now there is something that God is doing in him that is causing a revolution, and that is responsible for all the things that you are seeing. And if you are not careful, if you are just there enjoying the music, enjoying everything, and you are not engaging the way that you are supposed to engage, that won't be your story. It's not only one person that should be going through a revolution. All of us must be going through radical things on the inside of us before it begins to manifest outside. On my way to church, I was just remembering, how many of us remember this Kirk Franklin song? Do you want a revolution? It's not just shout. We're not saying don't shout, but we must come to a place where we appreciate that God is the one that teaches us to profit. Do you appreciate this? Your God is a teacher. He's teaching you how to live. He's teaching you how to engage. Let's take marriage, for example. We talk a lot about marriage in this house. Do you know that a wife that God is teaching, that marriage is likely going to be moving forward, true or false? A husband that God is teaching, what is likely to happen? Things will be working. Even if there are issues, they'll be able to iron it out. If God is not teaching us to profit, divine things will not prosper in our midst. We will just be parroting, we will just be shouting, we will just be talking, but we won't really be pushing anything. Everybody that is pushing anything in the spirit is being taught by God. And when I say taught by God, of course you know that we're not saying anything spooky. But God is the one that teaches us to profit. Amen. And it's not just, of course by now you know that this profit is not just about making money, even though it's part of it, but it's talking about increase as God has designed it. Hallelujah. When we talk about the spirit of the age, many of us don't really understand what that means, or many of us don't really understand the implication of that. But you just need to look around you, and when you see all the madness that is around, there cannot be increase. There cannot be gathering. What you would have is the opposite. Amen. God is the one that gives increase. And many times that increase will come as God is teaching us. So if you are interested in living a life that is above average, because many people are average, that won't hit you much. If we say many people are average, because you will say, Shebi, I'm a Christian. Now let me give you the bad news also. Many Christians are average. So, like that. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. At least because you are a part of this house. Conversations around increase must begin to excite you. Amen. Let me make another bold statement. If God is not teaching you to profit in these days, you will just be copying what everybody else is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people are bold, for example, because God is teaching them. Hallelujah. How many of us remember one analogy that Pesach gave one time? He said it in the open, so I can repeat it. He said God came to him one time and showed him some very big ministries. And God told him, don't, I can't remember how he put it, but something like, don't send them. Just stay with me. Do you understand? Just stay with me and I would keep helping you. I would keep blessing you. This is such a big deal. Avoid a kind of walk with God where you are not learning anything. Where God is not teaching you. God is a teacher. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. And you would learn many, many things from him. Amen. This is how you know the pastor you should listen to and the one that you should listen to. Amen. I'm still going to talk about a teachable spirit, but I really, really want to drive this. So in all that we do this year, and again, this is not a new year message. The year is running very, very fast. I told you on Sunday, avoid useless statements like January is 200 days. Which January? Today is already 15. So good news for salary people. By next week, you will begin to, if your company does not wait till the last day, by next week you will begin to collect, some of us will begin to collect your salary. So you can do your first fruits. Hallelujah. If you are not struggling with that. You know, we don't trouble you with first fruits in this house. But some other places they trouble you to just say take. And you are just angry in your heart. Hallelujah. So God teaches us to profit. The spirit of the age is leading to more. Everything is depleting. Everything is reducing. Amen. Commitment is reducing. Values are reducing. They even tell us that even physically, even the ozone layer is what? It's reducing. Some of us are not interested with ozone layer. If you like, let it reduce. What's my business with ozone layer? But that's one of the reasons it's very hot, for example. That's one of the reasons why some of you, if there's no AC in a room, you can't stay there. The sin of humanity is too much. And it is affecting everything. Everything is depleting. You only talk about increase when you come to God. Hallelujah. And you must be interested in increase. If you are not interested in increase, I think that you are a suspect. I don't know the kind of God that you are worshiping. I don't know the kind of God that you are talking about. Hallelujah. And we're saying that one of the ways that the major way that we will increase is when God begins to teach us. And as that begins to happen, understanding will begin to come. In a new season, which many of us have come into, the teachings that God brings your way is very, very, very important. And it's my prayer that this year, when you look at your life at the end of the year, you will be able to see increase in the name of Jesus. Please don't waste your time. Don't deceive yourself. Be very, very focused. We spent some time talking about focus last weekend. And one of the things that you must trust God to see in your life this year is increase. So that you can say, you too can say that you are on a, that God is taking you through a revolution. Amen. One of the implications of new apostolic wineskins is what I'm telling you now. You have to see everything in a new light. And many times the way that will come is as God begins to teach you. I said to us earlier, there is a difference between the person that God is teaching and the person that God is not teaching. Or the person that thinks that God is teaching them when God is not. You know, some people just assume many, many things. Amen. Hallelujah. On everything, marriage, business, please let God teach you to profit. Don't be carried away by the noise. Let God teach you to profit so that you will be somebody that divine will, divine agenda will prosper in your heart. At the end of the day, that's why we're here. At the end of the day, that is what all of this is about. So he says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. As you pray, have this at the back of your mind. As you fellowship, as you do everything that you do, have this at the back of your mind, that this God is the one that teaches me to profit. Amen. Make up your mind that you will not be average. You will not just be like every other person out there. Hallelujah. I don't know if you've made this decision, but if you haven't, I invite you to make this decision. Don't just be like everybody out there. Go for understanding. The reason why many people are still carnal is because they don't have understanding the way that they are supposed to have it. And if God is not teaching you, how will the understanding come? Amen. And let me say to us again, another implication of new apostolic wineskins or being in a new season is that the stakes are higher. What we stand to lose if we keep missing divine moments, they are higher and they are more costly, and we may not have another chance to redeem them if we lose our divine moments. Do you understand this? So God must teach us. We must somehow find a way to activate that dimension in God that teaches. Don't be bothered by too many things. Don't be carried away by too many things. Hallelujah. I told us, you only find increase in God. Every other thing is depleting. Everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Every other thing is depleting. Only God. God is the only one talking about increase. And you have to line up and follow him. Praise the Lord. So that you won't still have heavy dose of carnality, even though you are, there's a lot of activity going on around you. I can't emphasize this enough. God is not teaching everybody, and there is a difference between those that God is teaching and those that God is not teaching. Very basic, but it will change your life. I told us earlier, this house, by the grace of God, is not average. Amen. Because God is what? Teaching. He's teaching how to profit. Now, you heard Pastor Ayo or Prophet Ayo say it during the conference that church growth, for example, as we knew it, has what? Has expired. Now, it's not just to, if that has expired, the question is, what is the new way, or what is the way that God will have us do it? And you can't just assume that you know it. Amen. And this is the importance of God teaching us to profit. You must be interested in increase. Your soul, your heart must, I don't want to say long for, but you must desire increase. You must be somebody that appreciates increase. And many times, this can be one of your motivations for walking with God. There is nobody that is walking with God. There is nobody that God is teaching that will not end up in increase. Amen. Or what some other writers call a large place. The psalmist says, he brought me to a large place. God is the only one that can bring you to a large place. God is the only one that can bring a people to a large place. God is the only one that can bring a house to a large place. If you try to bring yourself to a large place, you will discover that even if you get to where you think is large, you've lost some other things along the way. There is massive depletion going on. The enemy is plundering a lot of people. But as we stay with God, as we learn from God, as we learn his ways, there is an assurance that God will teach us to profit. Hallelujah. So let's run very, very quickly. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. You can read from verse 1 when you get home, but because of our time, let's read from verse 10. 10 and 11. Are we there? Okay. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. Amen. If it was ever possible to break that word into parts, profit, I told you that profit means increase. And as you begin to look at increase, these are some of the elements that you would find there. It's never a waste of time. The Bible says discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. Let's use this house for example. If you are an observant person, if you are not a careless person, if you just look on how this church or this house is being run, you will discover that there's a lot of discretion. Is that correct? There's a lot of discretion. There's a lot of understanding that runs the things that are done. And in how many weeks? 7 years. And truly we can say that we have seen increase. But you know, we've not seen anything yet. We're just about starting. Is that your attitude? Or you believe we have arrived, we're ready to go to heaven? You can go, I won't join you. Amen. We're just about starting. I just want you to appreciate that God is the one that teaches you to profit. And then his representatives, oversight, pastors, and all of that. But if you remove God from the equation, that's anything that you call increase is just is yahoo yahoo. I pray it will not take you a lifetime to discover what has been taken away from you. Amen. If somebody gives you something and takes something major from you, is that increase? No. But that's what the spirit of the age seeks to do. Depletion, depletion. And we've not seen anything yet, though. We've not yet seen depletion at all. That's why you must engage God. You must, even in this house, you must engage knowing that there is profit for you. Hallelujah. And as God begins to teach, it has a way of reducing the carnality, the dose of carnality in our hearts and in our minds. Let me pick one statement that makes the average Christian angry today. Your pastor is not your friend. Amen. Many people are angry with that statement. And if they can stone the person saying it, you bet that they will stone the person saying it. But the question is, why are they angry? Because there's a lot of carnality. There's no understanding. Every understanding that you lack in this season will rob you of maximizing whatever God wants you to maximize. And even as we talk about God teaching us to profit, you must be somebody that goes for understanding. I don't know the technology, but there is a way that understanding, and that's why we read this scripture, there's a way that understanding helps us to manage our carnality. Amen. Understanding helps us to manage our carnality. Because understanding, first of all, is not just what is in your head. It's usually what is in your heart. And whatever understanding is in your heart, it will show even in how you are behaving. It will show in how you are responding. One of the greatest expressions of carnality is not responding the way that we should respond. Because we really don't understand. We don't know what is at stake. Amen. So people are angry. Say your pastor is not your friend. Says, I don't owe you friendship. Then who is he to talk to me that way? You don't understand. But if God is teaching you, you won't make that kind of statement. Because first of all, you will know that he's not saying it from a place of pride or whatever. But what is at stake? A lot of people have not put the right value on spiritual things. And if you are here and you've not put the right value on spiritual things, it doesn't matter how much you confess new apostolic wineskin, nothing will be new. Amen. Nothing will be new. Hallelujah. One of the ways that increase comes is when we put the right value on spiritual things. You see why it's, I don't want to say difficult, but you see why there's no increase everywhere? Because what God calls increase, the flesh, it will always tamper. It will always tamper with the flesh. And not too many people are ready. Not too many people are ready for that. So as I begin to tie this up, do we understand what we're saying? Let us engage God. Let us engage pastor in a way where we're willing to profit. God wants you to profit. And we said that profit is increase. One of the things you should trust God for this year is increase. In every sense of the word. There is nobody that is sitting with the Bible. There is nobody that is sitting with God that will not end up, that will not end up in increase. But the challenge many times is the flesh doesn't allow many people to sit. Amen. You must be somebody that is teachable. So I want to ask you a question. How teachable are you? How easy is it for you to be taught? Both by God and man. Amen. Of course, as pastor will always say, you don't have to answer here, but you can answer in your heart. But I want you to know that there is increase available for everybody that will be taught by the Lord. There is increase available for everybody that will be taught by the Lord. There are many things that God wants to teach you. Some of us think we understand boldness till God begins to teach you and you see where you are. You see where you are compromising. Many things would suffer when you are not being taught by the Lord. Many things will remain in the state of potential. You know, they said the richest place on earth is where? The grave. Why? Because potential, man, it's just potential. Many people, and I told you that many people are average. Many Christians. So when, next time you hear many people, don't just, because if you hear many people, you can remove yourself and say, I'm not many people. Many Christians are average. Many ministries are average. Amen. And I'm praying that this will stir up something in your heart today. What kind of soldier do you want to be? Amen. As a house, what kind of house do we want to be? And if God is not teaching you, you will copy. You will do what every other person is doing. You won't really be able to say that you stand out. Do you know what it means when you say somebody stands out? It means that there are many people, but that person stands out. It's not a normal thing. Increase is purely supernatural. And if you are going to rely on the arm of flesh, forget about increase. I want to invite us tonight to a world of increase. At least we can begin to desire it. And as we listen to pastor, as we listen to the people that God sends to us, you must know increase in your life. That's my desire for you. You must know increase in your life at different levels and at different seasons. We thank God for the one that we have seen, but it's not enough. Like Oliver Twist, we want more. Amen. And in every season, you must know increase. And this conversation is just letting you know that. Because if you know that it's not common, if you know that it's not everywhere, then perhaps we would roll up our sleeves a little bit more and we will get more, we will get more serious. Why are people critical, for example? There's no increase. And then when they see other people increasing, they're angry. We saw that on Wednesday from James 4. If you will not be critical, if you will not be antagonistic, if you will not be toxic, amen. You know, when you hear toxic, for example, you know, some toxic people are on their way to heaven. It's not every toxic person that is an unbeliever. There are many Christians that are toxic. There are many pastors that are toxic. But one of the reasons is because they are not on that path of increase. God is not teaching them to profit, or they are not responding the way that they should respond. Just like last week that I was praying for you, that God will put focus in your spirit. That's my assignment again this evening. I want to put this in your spirit. That as we're doing everything that we're doing, even as a house, let us know that there is increase. Our God is a God of increase. And one of the ways he has told you that there will be increase is Isaiah 48:17. He says, I teach you. I said, I'm the one teaching you to profit. Amen. This is how it's a lot. We can't exhaust it. This is how some of us will even overcome the opposition to our call and our destiny by God teaching us. Do you know how difficult it is? Do you know how many people have not yet been able to find themselves in God because of opposition, harassment? Do you know how many people are in other people's shadow, so to speak? Because they are just not bold enough and they don't know. Whatever you call secrets, whatever you call protocol, the summary of it is that God is teaching you. God is opening your eyes. God is inspiring you. And I said you can learn from this house. Hallelujah. There is, and it's not pride. There is no church that we're trying to be like. Amen. There is no house. There is no pastor that we appreciate people. We thank God. You've seen some of them come here, but we're just focused on what God is teaching us. And you see the prophet is coming and it will keep coming. Hallelujah. For prophet to stop in this house, one of the things that will happen is that we will stop responding to God and we'll start doing it the way every other person is doing it. These things sound so simple, but they are the reasons why a lot of people's lives or a lot of people's destinies have not yet left the floor. and might never leave the floor. Amen. There are the reasons why a lot of ministries have not yet left the floor and might never leave the floor. Oh, somebody says you are proud. Why are you talking like this? No, it's the Bible. It says, I am the one that teaches you to profit. It's not business school. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not business school. It is God that teaches to profit. Whatever God has put in your hands. You know, I've been talking about what God has put in your hands. Whatever God has put in your hands, one of the ways that that thing will prosper is by God teaching you. And you must be teachable. You must respond. You must not be carnal. Amen. Carnality is not just fornication and adultery. When people don't respond the way they are supposed to respond, that's an expression of carnality. And what it is costing them is a lot. But that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So this is one way that we would, if you're like me, that is interested in maximizing your life, maximizing your seasons, you have to be interested in profit, in God teaching you. Amen. How, from everything, how to raise a family, how to be a wife, everything that would make your life beautiful, everything that will make Thanksgiving abound to God more and more, we must put ourselves in a place where we are constantly being taught so that we can profit. And as you are being taught, you are also learning to put the right value on things. Who is a dog in scripture? Dog, we know, symbolic of unbelievers. But another expression of that word dog is somebody that doesn't put the right value on things. So you see what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 verse 6. It's a popular scripture. Matthew chapter 7 verse 6. Do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Amen. There's no value for spiritual things. There's no value for the people that God has put in their lives. Amen. We can't overemphasize this, but we want you to go for profit. We want you to go for increase this year. We want you to go for understanding. Put the right value on things and people. Don't allow the carnality that is all around rob you of what God, the increase that God wants to bring your way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's take another practical example. You know, there are some of us, people might be wondering, maybe when they see you put up PZAC status or whatever, people might be wondering, what is it with you and this pastor? And they are wondering, what is the big deal? You know, for some people, for many of those people, the moment you start explaining, you're already going out of the way. Because in that explanation, of course, there's no faith. It's pure logic. And there might be some logical reasons why what they are saying might be making sense. But you know, if your heart has come to a place where you know the prophet that is coming, you won't even entertain that conversation. You are the one that does not, you are the one that does not send him. Amen. Me, I send him. I know what is coming to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But carnality can rob you of that. A lot of people don't value their pastor. As simple as this sounds, a lot of people don't value their pastor the way they should. Say you are worshiping men in that church. Say what the popular is, that one man church. Amen. And you hear all kinds of stupid things. And when you look at them, and this is the annoying part, when you look at their life, you see all kinds of depletion. They are alive by the mercy of God. And if anything tampers with that mercy, they are gone. People are just daft. Amen. At least if your life was even, if there was even increase in your life, then I can even attempt to listen to what you are saying. But it's all depletion, depletion, depletion. Amen. And I'm talking solo. And many times even accounts. Amen. But soul is the bigger one. You know, I was telling you on Sunday, all this, any small thing, I'm depressed. That's the latest thing now. And my mental health is being tampered with. You do your work anyhow, they sack you, you say my mental health. What about the employer's mental health? Amen. But you know, I told you on Sunday that depression at the fullest manifestation is a spiritual matter. It's when we're still speaking English, you are not depressed. Amen. At the fullest manifestation is a spiritual matter. If your problem is still maybe you don't have AC, and if you come to a cool place like this, your head will quickly, you don't have problem. Or 5K. Don't come and meet me after service. You can meet Pastor Zach. Amen. Hallelujah. If your problem is still what money can do, but you just see people using these words anyhow. And many times, it is a proof of the depletion. You know, it's either increase, there's no middle ground. It's either increase or depletion. What is another word for depletion? Reduction, decrease, decline. Amen. And the whole world, everything is declining. Only God. I want to follow the person that is talking about increase. God is the only one talking about increase. If you've not seen God, there's a level of increase you can't talk about. If your heart is not engaging God, there's a level of increase you cannot talk about, because everything is constantly on a decline. So as we wrap this up, please don't get carried away. The Bible says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. One of the meanings of the word steadfast is to be solid. When you say somebody is faithful, one of the things you are saying is that this person is solid. Come rain, come shine, this person is solid. And God wants you solid. Let us be people, let us sit with the one that teaches us how to profit, especially in a house where you are a house that you are a house, how did Pastor put it, a house where you are called to model something that has not been modeled before. Amen. You know, if you are called to model something that has not been modeled before, you can't be looking back. They may not even understand what you are saying. So it will become a case of teacher, don't teach me nonsense, because they don't understand. The person that has the blueprint, you won't sit with him. And you just want to keep looking back because of fear. Amen. Be careful some of us, our mind cannot accommodate any new information. Our mind cannot accommodate anything that we're not used to. Please be careful. It might cost you a lot. Hallelujah. So let's rejoice. Let's engage God with the hope and with the desire for profit. And I want to believe God with you that at the end of this year, you know, it's like we're going on a journey now. We'll all come back with our report card in December. And when you look at your life, one of the things that you want to see there is what? Increase. Don't be religious about it. Don't be afraid. It's too late. If you've made up your mind to be a member of this house, then you've signed up for increase. So you better learn the protocols now. Amen. Even financial increase. Amen. I'll be very honest with you. One of the things that encourages me, when you see me walking the way I'm walking, when you see me doing everything that I'm doing, I'm part of a house that has a great financial future. Hey, my heart is at rest. Hallelujah. The future is bright. Hallelujah. Without gimmicks, God has said it again and again and again and again. And we're already seeing the signs little by little. Hallelujah. Praise God. So none of your offense can get me out. Amen. Because I've seen something. Hallelujah. There is increase here. There is profit here. Amen. And just in case there's anybody thinking about leaving us, you want to think again. Amen. It is true that Pastor says some people will leave, but it doesn't have to be you. Amen. Use your HQ, as they say. Use your HQ. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be you. Some people will fight their pastor. It doesn't have to be you. Amen. Some people will not listen to their pastor. It doesn't have to be you. Amen. As you are coming like this, sitting, your life will be good. If that doesn't excite you, I don't know what excites you. You won't be running up and down. And many of you have testimonies. You came here scattered. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, everything is beginning to arrange. Hallelujah. There are some of us here, you have to remind us how you were when you came. That's if you yourself can remember. Because most of us can't even remember anymore. That is what God does. I am the Lord your God that teaches you to profit. It's not just teaching what people don't understand, what is above your head. It says you will profit. What you are doing, you will see results. Amen. Let me round off with this. When we say that God made life easy, many people don't understand what that word easy means. Easy does not mean that you won't walk. Amen. Easy simply means when you walk, you will see results. Easy means that what you put in, the result will not be directly proportional. Amen. Because if it's always directly proportional, that's a curse. Amen. That's what easy means. And God made life easy. And I believe that there is an ease that is coming to everybody that is staying with PZAC and following PZAC this year. There is an ease coming to your life. And I want you to receive it. It's part of the increase. It's part of the profit. You are not everywhere. You are not scattered. God can teach you. And this is how we will become models. Amen. The world has seen many, many things. But one of the things that the world has not yet seen is fresh things or fresh people from heaven. Fresh things that God is inspiring. Amen. That's why you must learn to wait. You must learn to wait on God. We must trust God for, if it's new apostolic wineskins or emphasis on new, then we have to wait on God and trust God for new ways. Hallelujah. We'll pick this up some other time. My time is gone, but I believe you've been blessed. Let's keep meditating and God will bless you.